Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So now we're stalking Kennedy's summer crush on Facebook, looking at his life and what might have been for you, Kennedy.
Oh, no. I'm certainly fine. I'm good where I am. He looks very happy, very successful.
But in another time, another place.
Could have been something completely different.
It's all good, guys. It is all good.
617-931-1234. If you have a funny story about the summer crush back in the day, you know, I picked up Barrett from camp. And one of the first things he said to me was like, "Dad, I think you'd be proud of me. I am the Rizzler." I was like, "What? What are you talking about?" He's like, I gave out my phone number to five girls." And I said, "Five? That seems a little aggressive."
I mean, he's not even my kid, and I'm proud of him.
You gotta. What's I'm trying to say?
I don't know. I don't like
it. Cast a wide net, I think, is what you're trying to say.
What Daniel just said.
It's a numbers game, Kennedy.
That's it.
Did you ask him about his process at all? Like how we approach these young ladies?
They all asked him.
Oh, he is the Rizzler. Okay. He's not lying.
Is the lie?
They all approached him.
Go ahead.
They all approached him. And wow. So he gave it. You know, they got like little pieces of paper.
And, like it was 1985.
I love that summer camp is still the 80s.
I think maybe said one of the girls wrote it on her arm or something. Right? Remember that?
100%.
Writing it down on your arm.
A time or two, yeah.
Yes.
I have noticed it, though, with him now. Like when we were up in Maine last weekend, we were walking through somewhere, and I just saw some, you know, girl about his age turn the corner and then do like a double, like kind of caught her off guard. That he was standing there, and I was just like, "What is happening in front of my eyes? I do not like this at all."
Tiny man now.
Yes, yes. I don't know if I like it or not. I kind of like him at the age where he wasn't interested; and he was more interested in hanging out in the bouncy house with his friends.
Oh, honey, that's long gone. It'll come back many, many, many years from now.
He doesn't want to have dinner with us anymore.
He will when he's about 25.
617-931-1234. 617-931-1234. Let me grab Cindy, who's from Shirley, Kennedy.
Okay.
Her summer crush was from out of the country. Is that correct?
Well, he is from Canada, and we met in Vermont at Willoughby Lake.
Is he really from Canada, or is it like, I have a boyfriend, but he's from Canada, so you guys don't know him. He's real.
He is real. He is from Canada. I met him when I was 11. He was 10. And we saw each other again the following year. And I saw him again when I was 15. Saw him once when I was 18. Saw him twice in my 20s. And we are still in touch today, actually.
That is wild.
No, that is pretty special. Did you guys ever get any further than a friendship?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Duh. Yeah, I met him once in my 20s. Yeah, no, we just went to have coffee.
No, actually, when I met him in my 20s, I was married.
Oh.
So we were just friends at that point. But before that, we were a little bit more than friends. And we're actually trying to work out how we can, you know, visit each other now.
That's so cool. I love it.
So how many times have you guys actually seen each other then in real life?
I think it was seven or eight.
And you guys are still in contact. That's incredible.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see.
I just talked to him about 3 weeks ago.
I'll be curious to see if Barrett maintains any of these contacts. Like, you know.
Well, it's easier to stay in touch these days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, we all have the attention span of goldfish, and school is starting soon, and all of that. So.
Right. I know one of the five.
He's juggling right now.
Lives pretty far away.
Well, is he trying to meet up with them, Carson? Or is it just chatting on the phone?
No, you know, it's interesting because he asked about them all going to the about him and his friend going to the movies, and it felt like he was trying to plot something.
We love a good plot.
Yeah.
Do it for the plot, as they say.
All right. Well, you tell Ralph the next time you talk to him that we said hello.
I will do that. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's see. Who do we have here? This is Sean from Worcester, Kennedy.
Hi.
And we're going straight to the 80s for his summer love story.
That's where I lived. Go ahead. Give it to me.
So what we have is South Shore kid goes to summer camp, falls completely in love, and has the greatest time. And the way I figured was I would just make an 80s mixtape and show my love. Well, I made a banger mixtape with amazing stuff. We're talking Mr. Mister, Bon Jovi. Gave it to her. Never saw her again.
Oh.
She did not come back the next year. And so that mixtape is still out there in the world, I'm hoping. I'm hoping that somehow my summer love still has it and maybe listens to it and hears Broken Wings and says, I remember him.
Okay, can you put that mix list like on some kind of platform where I can go listen to it? Because I would listen to that all day, buddy. Send me your playlist.
Yeah, no,
send it to
me.
Because I will appreciate it deeply.
Something poetic about mixtapes to show your love.
Oh, Dan.
Was there some Howard Jones on there, too?
You know what? No one is to blame.
No one ever is to blame.
Yep.
Oh, now you're talking our language. You're talking
absolutely.
Our love language.
Oh, thanks for that, buddy. That was a gift. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
She didn't deserve you anyways, Sean.
No, she did not.
She was the worst.
Hey, you know, here's the thing. It wasn't the last mixtape I made.
Yay.
It wasn't the last.
Shoot or shoot, shot. Buddy.
All right, see you, Sean. he had the Riz in the 80s, Dan.
There it is. Before it was Riz.
I don't know what they called it back in the 80s. I don't remember.
What were cool people called in the 80s? Or players?
Dope.
No.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was more swag when I was younger.
Yeah, we didn't really have a word for it, but I remember.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.